Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Give you the sounds of Nqubeko Mbatha, and the song is Ogenedo. Thank you, Lord. That's the song that we gave unto you. And yes, my family, the time now is exactly 14 minutes, just after 1 and 657 AM. We have our tech specialist in the house. It's been a minute.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Last time we had a recording of you talking about the personal tax.
Yes.
I think now it's time. And family, the lines are open from now. We are opening the lines right now. If you'd like to talk about personal income tax, the South African Revenue Services, Yoatiba Musakir. So if you'd want us to talk about, or you have a question, we would love to answer your questions. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1233, or alternatively, you can just drop us a WhatsApp or Telegram on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. Alternatively, what you can do is you can send us an SMS to 37871, 37871. So, yeah, the lines are open from now. Now that she's sitting at that chair, you can ask your questions. The lines are open throughout. We will stop for you. Whatever question that you have, we will stop for you. It's all about personal tax. All right, let's talk about personal tax and who should be paying personal tax.
Okay. So with personal tax, generally, that means it applies to individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, as your question has stipulated, there are certain people who can pay personal tax and there are others who are exempt from it. We call that a threshold. So a threshold is it's a total amount of income that you receive that is less than the required amount for you to pay taxes. So, for example, for those who are younger than 65, right, the threshold is 95,700. So if you're younger than 65 years old and you have earned 95,700 within the tax year, you don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to submit a tax return. But I need to say that when I say 95,000 rand, that is all your income. So if you happen to earn salary of 95,000 rand, but you also have rental income of 10,000 rand, that would make it 100,000 rand. So then automatically, then you would have to pay taxes. So you would have to you'd have to add all your income together. And if that gives you 95,000 rand, then you don't have to pay taxes.
So we're saying 95 divided by 12.
95 divided by 12. Yeah.
Meaning that that person might be earning 7,000 something?
Earning 7,000.
So if you're earning 7,900 or 6,000, you are exempted.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
So when do who should now pay if that's the case?
So then that would be anybody over the income of 95,000 rand. And mind you, this is for people who are under the age of 65 years, right?
Right.
So anybody who's under the age of 65 and you receive, let's say you receive, I'll give a very simple or maybe not so very extreme simplified example.
Mm.
So we mentioned that the amount is 95,700.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you earn 95,703 rand.
Mm.
You now qualify to pay tax.
Say that again.
95,703 rand.
Okay.
So now it's above 95,700.
Mm.
Even though that amount, the 3 rand, it's minimal, right? But for the fact that it's now above the 95,700, you are supposed to pay tax. So anybody who receives income that is above the threshold in South Africa, you're a South African resident. A South African resident in terms of taxes, not Home Affairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you are supposed to pay taxes.
Sure. All right. So it means that a lot of people misunderstood. I remember when I don't know if it's the law or what do we call it, to say a certain group of people will be exempted. So yeah. A person who earns, for example, 12,000 per month.
Yeah.
Most of them thought, it means I'm also part of automatic. Because,
you know, it's never automatic.
And so I know a number of people who never even submitted.
Yeah.
Even after that. What happens then now? Because we are almost at the beginning of, or has
the
it
new
already?
Tax season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe just also to come in there, right?
Mm.
There are people who don't have to pay taxes and submit tax returns. Then there are people who technically should pay taxes but do not have to submit tax return. So this is where the auto-assessment comes in. I'm sure you've heard of an auto-assessment, where then SARS will pre-populate a tax return on your behalf. And because they have pre-populated the tax return on your behalf, the only thing that you have to do is then check the actual return that SARS has pre-populated and see if the figures are correct. If it is correct, then you don't have to do anything else. SARS then will submit. So with people like that, usually you might find that the income should be not more than 500,000, right?
Mm.
And you earn your salary, and most probably salary is the only income that you generate. So if salary is the only income that you generate, the chances are high that your employer has deducted the pay as you earn correctly.
Before it comes to you, you
yes.
already paid
yeah.
your tax.
Yeah.
yeah.
So because it's been done correctly and you are not claiming any other deductions, you have no other income that you want to declare to SARS.
Mm.
That is your only income. Then there's that auto-assessment that comes through. And because of that, so maybe that's where the misunderstanding can come from as well. That because now you don't physically have to submit, since SARS has created the auto-assessment, then there might be the assumption that you don't have to pay taxes.
Mm.
For the fact that there's pay as you earn, you've already paid taxes. You might not pay taxes when you're submitting your return because the calculation was done correctly. But through on a monthly basis for the last 12 months, you have been paying taxes.
Mm.
So then that's the auto assessment. Meanwhile, with those for the 95,700 or receiving 7,000 less, on a monthly basis, they don't pay as you earn because they don't pay taxes at all.
Mm.
So that's where the difference is.
So what if you have extra income?
If you have extra income.
And, you know, with extra income, most of the times it doesn't come with your tax, whatever. It's just extra income.
Yeah.
Yeah. 600 rand or 5,000, whatever that you do
yeah.
on the side. With the side, we call it hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does it work?
This is where it is important for you to actually keep record of your stuff. Now, as you mentioned, right, your side hustle or any other income that you're generating, whether it be a service that you're providing, whether it be you're selling some products, makeup or whatever, or you've got a property where you're renting out, all of that would fall under the other income that you're talking about. You need to make sure that you've got records on a monthly basis so that then at least you know how much you're actually receiving on a monthly basis
on
and
that.
How much, yes, on that, and how much that would be in total in 12 months
so
from now.
Does it also have to go to 95,000 as well?
It is included in the 95,000. So if we say on your example, let's say that I receive 3,000 rand on a monthly basis,
and
right?
yet your employer is paying your tax every month.
So let's break it down.
All
okay.
Right.
Two scenarios.
Yes.
Scenario number one,
uh-huh.
you receive 95,000 rand. Right, in terms of salary, your employer does not know that you've got a side hustle. So you're receiving the 95,000 rand in a year, which is 7,000 rand on a monthly basis. And you feel that, okay, fine, the 7,000 is not enough. I need to generate more income, right? Because your employer only has the information of the 7,000, they will not be deducting taxes. Because according to them, you do not supposed to pay taxes. Remember, because you fall under the threshold of
right.
the 95,000.
Mm.
But in reality, you've got extra money that is coming through.
Mm, mm.
So now you've got the 95,000 and now you're earning 3,000 rand on a monthly basis from your side hustle, which is my calculation. My brain is not
okay,
working.
So we say 3,000 times 12, right?
Yes.
All right. So it's going to be 3,000 times 12.
Which is 36,000
rand. Yes.
Yeah. So then you've got now. So what you have now is the 95,000 plus the 36,000, right? Okay. So that then becomes the total amount that you're supposed to
that
declare
you're supposed to
SARS. Okay. So now when you're checking whether should I submit, should I pay taxes or not, you're going to look at the 95 plus the 36, which is now like 112,000 rand. Mm-hmm. So because now it's 112,000 rand, you are supposed to submit your tax return.
Now with the employee, okay, second scenario.
So second scenario, yes, would be that already you're above the 95,000, right?
With the employer.
With the employer.
And they are submitting.
And they are deducting
tax, actually,
taxes.
And
right?
giving you the IRP5 form.
And giving you the IRP5
uh-huh.
at the end of the tax season, uh-huh. at the end of the financial year,
uh-huh.
right? And then you've got your side hustle of the 36,000, mm. right? Mm. You're still supposed to submit that tax return. The only difference now is scenario A, there was no taxes that was being deducted by the employer. Mm. So when you submit the tax return, the chances are very high that there is going to be a taxable amount, depending on the calculation, right? Because there was never any taxes that was deducted at all to start with.
Mm.
So when you submit the tax return, there's a possibility that you will pay taxes, right?
Mm.
Scenario B, they do their calculation and let's say the taxes is 10,000 in total now, right?
Mm.
When everything has been combined. But on a monthly basis, the company that they work for, the employer, has deducted for the total amount of 8,000.
Mm.
That person is only going to pay 2,000 rand to SARS because the 8,000 has already been paid.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where the difference then would come in. What is the total amount that I would have to pay? Am I going to pay the full taxes from my pocket, depending on whether did my employer actually deduct the pay as you earn or not?
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think this is the other part, and I'm glad you brought this up, because one of the misconceptions is, since my employer is paying
then it
taxes
means...
on my behalf,
mm-mm.
then I don't have to submit a tax return.
And you have to.
You have to. They have not submitted your tax return.
Mm.
They have submitted what they call an EMP 201. That's an employer tax return for their business to say to SARS, okay, we've got these taxes that we've claimed on behalf of our employers. Here's the amount.
Mm.
That's what they have done. Then you as an individual, it now becomes your responsibility to submit your tax return to SARS. Because remember, your employer only has one information, which is the salary that they give you.
Mm.
They don't know what else you have. You might want to deduct some deductions. You know, you might have a retirement annuity fund that your employer is not involved in that you might want to deduct, right?
Mm.
You might be working from home and you want to enjoy the benefit of working from home that you want to deduct. Your employer does not have all of those information. So because they don't have all of those information, then it becomes your responsibility to make sure that then you submit the tax return.
I can imagine somebody saying, oh, it means I have to go into my banking statements, correct?
If you've got a side hustle and you are not keeping any supporting documents, then yes. Your bank statement is the one that you need to go to. Because remember also, SARS has, and I know this is one thing that we never want to hear, but it's the reality.
Mm.
SARS gets information from third parties.
Mm.
One of the main third parties is the bank, right? Mm. So especially if SARS is suspecting, then they can have access to your bank to actually see how much income did you actually generate. They usually don't, unless if they feel that, you know, something is happening, you know, then they will. But in most cases, they don't. But it's always better for you to know just submit the information as it is. You don't want to find yourself in a position where the information is being declared because SARS has found out. Because then that puts you now in a different scenario altogether.
Sure. That is something else. Now, when it comes to those who are also earning a dependency grant, for example, or a foster grant, and they are working, they are employed, they are paying tax from their employer, and then they are receiving grant. How does it work?
That's a great example. So with the grant, that is exempt income. So I mean that any grant that you receive from the government, it's money that you don't have to pay taxes on. So when you're calculating on your 95,000, it's exempted. So if you are receiving 95,000 and you've got the grant, let's say it's still 36,000, right? then for tax purposes, we're only going to look at the 95,000.
Plus your side hustle.
Plus your side hustle, if you've got a side hustle. Plus your side hustle. But the grant will not have any impact on your taxes.
So I've opened my own business, my smolanyana there by the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm selling whatever that I'm selling, or I'm doing whatever, rendering whatever, or what? I'm a service provider for whatever. And I'm making good money. Should I be paying tax at the end if I'm making more than 95? I'm not employed by anyone.
Yeah.
I am my own employer.
You are self-employed.
Yes.
Yes. And in my mind, I'm like, it's not automatic. And I'm thinking, do I really want to go through that route? Okay.
Are you also thinking about when the business is not doing well, sometimes then you don't earn the certain kind of amount and at the end of the day?
No. So okay. I was thinking in the sense of the business that you have on the side, is it registered as a company or not?
Taking us back to our talk.
Yes.
Okay. So if it's not registered.
If it's not registered, then definitely you do have to submit your tax return.
If it's not registered.
If it's not registered. If it's registered, then your business has to submit the tax return.
So what do you go with when you are not registered? Because normally when you are registered, I mean, when you are working for someone, then you will get an IRP-5.
Yeah.
So do you give yourself an IRP? How does it work? Or you take your banking statements to SARS? How does it work?
So let's say you're a sole proprietor, right? Mm. So meaning that all the income that you're generating, the side hustle, the services that you're providing, everything is under your name. So we're making the assumption that there's no company that is registered. Everything just falls under Sibongile, right? Mm-hmm. If that is the case, then what you are supposed to do is keep record of everything, right? So in essence, you would pretend as if you are a company.
Okay.
You would have an Excel spreadsheet, if that's what you can do best, and put in on a monthly basis. So let's use, for example, rent, right? Mm. On a monthly basis, rent, how much is your rental income? What are the expenses that you have incurred? The rates and taxes, the levies, any other, you know, expenses that are incurred in your procuring the rental services to somebody, right? When you have that, that's what you use now to populate your income tax return.
Okay.
And when you submit that to SARS, then SARS will come back, might come back, might not come back, and ask for supporting documents. So that would be one of the things that you give them, you know, like your breakdown of how much did you earn on a monthly basis and the supporting documents to back up that. Because remember, that's just an extra Excel spreadsheet. SARS does not know whether those numbers that you wrote there are true or not. So then what is the backup? The backup of that would be if you've got rates and taxes, then the city power statements, right, that you receive, the rates and taxes statements that you receive from city power, from the city, then that would be your supporting document. The levy statements that you receive, that would be your supporting document. The lease agreement that you have with your tenant is the supporting document of the amount that you're supposed to be receiving as rent, right? So all of those things would be the supporting document. And then maybe if we go to the service provider, so I, Patricia, decide to offer tax services in my personal name, right? So we're not, there's no NPK, there's nothing. It's just Patricia Komani. I'm still creating invoices on a monthly basis to my clients. Those invoices are supporting document, right? All the expenses that I incur in order for me to generate that income, I need to make sure that I've got the supporting documents for that. Because at the end of the day, it is the responsibility of the taxpayer to prove to SARS that an expense is deductible. So now, if let's say I've got what you call entertainment, I go to meet a client at a restaurant, something nice there, and I claim that as an entertainment, right? SARS does not know whether that is an entertainment or not. I could have gone there with my friend. Hashtag soft life, you know. So it is your responsibility then to prove. And the easiest way that you can do that is just make sure that you've got supporting documents and you record them on a monthly basis. And it's important for you to record them on a monthly basis because it simplifies things for you. When the tax season comes, like for now, tax season's open in July, right? Officially 15th of July, apart from the auto assessment, because you've got auto assessment from 1st of July to the 14th of July. But for those who are physically actually submitting their tax returns, it starts from the 15th of July for the non-provisional taxpayers. So if you have now carried and kept all your records on a monthly basis, when this time comes, it's easy for you to submit your return because you already have the information. You already know the supporting documents that you're supposed to keep. The problem comes now because the money is coming in. Yo, there's this concert I want to go with my friends. I'm not even bothered, you know, with keeping my records. I'll see it when the time comes. Then the time comes and you actually don't remember. Because the money was just going on your bank account, right? So when you go back to your bank statement, you didn't have a proper description on your bank. So now you actually don't remember. Was this for an expense for the business? Or was this just me buying something for myself? Then that becomes a problem for you.
Let's hear a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed, beyond measure. How are you, sister?
I'm good, Babu Nkosi. Welcome.
Amen, amen. Kunjani sisi lapho?
Ngiyaphila, nabunjani?
Jesu inkosi uyabusa.
Amen.
Ngicela ukubuza la sisi Sibongile. Umuntu lokuthi you are above 65. And i-grant yakho it's 52,000.
Okay.
And i-site hustle yakho umuhlanganisa ne-grant yakho zinikeza 128,000. That means it's over 60,000 if I touch the
Asiliako. I think number one, your grant is not counted in. Ne?
Yeah.
So it means then what's left? You said Besegwa Imalini Maklang any Baba?
128,000.
Okay. Iting im alawe then. This is Patricia to respond to Baba. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for your question.
All right. So yeah. So he's over 65 or 65 years old, and he's earning a 52,000 grand all in all.
Yeah.
So at the end of it all, when he is calculating it with his side hustle, it's 52, which makes it that his side hustle gives him 76,000 rands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love this example because I'm gonna answer his question, but I'm also gonna create a twist on that, right? But to answer his question first, for the fact that he's over the age of 65, then his threshold changes. The threshold for those over the age of 65 but below the age of 75 years old, it's 148,000 rand.
So he hasn't reached that.
He hasn't reached that.
So it means he
doesn't have to submit. He doesn't have to pay taxes.
Mm.
And even if, let's assume that, you know, the grant money was not there at all, right?
Mm.
So his all income was just a side hustle and he received the 128,000. He still would have not submitted the tax return because he's under the threshold of 148,000. But you are also correct in the sense of that the 52,000 rand, since it's a grant, it's exempt.
It's not counted into it. So they're only going to be looking at the side hustle.
If
the side hustle made 150,000, then he would.
Yes.
Just from the side hustle.
From the side hustle.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. I'll come back to talk to you some more. Family, if you got questions, 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial in. Gesels met ons. And you can send us a WhatsApp or Telegram on 0826572729. Let's talk about medical expenses, I think, when it comes to me qualifying to sub. How do we do all of that? Okay. We're coming back.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Where You At, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM, Halal Africa, featuring Dr. Dumi, Mighty Rushing Wind is the song that I gave to the family of Radio Pulpit. And yes, it's Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock, my family. And at 3 o'clock, when I say goodbye to you, Germany, Johan Els will be saying hello on something else, and then he'll continue with you on Spectrum. And yeah, my family, I'm not alone. In the studio, I am with my queen, Patricia Komani, who is a tax specialist. And yes, I said the lines will be opened. The lines are open for family members. They can talk to us on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. Alternatively, you can also send us a WhatsApp or Telegram on 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. We'd like to hear from you. We're streaming live on Facebook as well. And we'd like to hear from you. So what are qualifying medical expenses for tax?
Just actually medical expenses in general, hey? They qualify when it comes to personal individuals, right? However, it is not a deduction. It is a tax credit. And what do I mean by that? So when it comes to your medical aid, right? Or just medical expenses. There's an amount that SARS have stipulated for each person to sort of earn when it, in relating to the tax credit. So the tax credit comes after your tax amount. So let's say you've got the income of 10,000 rand. You've subtracted your expenses of 2,000 rand. You now have 8,000 rand where you can pay taxes. And let's make an example that the taxes is 10%. So you're now paying 800 rand, right? So the medical tax credit comes on the 800 rand tax, not before that. And the amounts that SARS then give is 364 rand for the first dependent. So meaning that you as the taxpayer, you get 364 rand on a monthly basis that you can claim as a tax credit, which I think it's amount to 3,000 something in 12 months, right? And then if you've got a beneficiary under you, right, then that would be the second person. That person would also receive 364 rand, right? And then any other beneficiary that you have after that, then they receive 246 rand on a monthly basis. So then that is what then you receive in terms of a tax credit.
Okay.
What SARS then would look at is whether you've got a medical aid or not. So if you've got a medical
I was going to ask you on that.
Because if you've got a medical aid, then I guess it simplifies in the sense that then you've got the tax certificate that the medical aid then will issue. Then they have been keeping record of all the medical expenses that you've been incurring through the year. And then they'll send that. And then on that medical certificate, it shows how many dependents do you have on a monthly basis that you paid for. How much did you pay in total? How much of the amount that you paid in total was actually used for the medical expenses? So because now it has the number of dependents, it simplifies things for you to say, okay, fine, if I've got four dependents, then that means I've got the 364 times two and then the 246 times two, right? And then that times 12. But also, so that's the first part of medical deductions, right? Then the second part would be, what happens to the other expenses that you incurred
outside
the medical aid, right? So then there's another calculation that you'd do. And if that calculation is done and it still falls within the qualified amount, which varies, I must say, then you would be able to get that deduction. So then that would be a medical tax bracket, a second medical tax bracket. So you have like two tax credits. The first one, the primary tax credit, and then the secondary tax credit based on the fact that you either have expenses that you incurred that do not fall under the medical aid, or you might have other expenses because you're a person of disability, you know, or you've got somebody with special needs, and then there's those extra expenses that you want to claim, then they would fall under that secondary tax credit for the medical aid.
Okay. My queen, time is not on our side. Yo, that was too fast. That was really too fast. But what do you say to taxpayers as we are just about at the brink of the tax pay? What do you call it?
Tax
again?
Season.
Tax season.
Yeah.
What do you say to us?
I would say... I would say, one... get your documents ready now, right? As you mentioned, the tax season is just around the corner. The tax season opens in July, from the 1st of July. If you are going to be auto-assessed, as I mentioned earlier, there's some people who are auto-assessed, right? Those who will be auto-assessed, they'll receive an SMS or an email from SARS to say, we have auto-assessed. Please go on your e-filing or Mobi app to check what we did. If you're happy, you don't have to do anything. It will be automatically submitted. So that is the period between the 1st of July to the 14th of July. And then from the 15th of July to the 20th of October, that is for the non-provisional taxpayers, when you submit your tax returns, right? And then for the provisional taxpayers, it also starts on the 15th of July to the 20th of January. So what I would say would be for everybody to actually just start preparing now. So what do I mean by that? If you know that you will get tax certificates from the bank because you generate interest from the bank, get that now. If you know you get a tax certificate from medical aid or retirement annuity fund, get those things now. If you know that you're supposed to give in a logbook because you receive travel allowance, get that sorted now. If you've got your side hustle and you know you have not been keeping the records that we've been talking about, get all your bank statements now and start actually going through it now and prepare, because then that will simplify things for you and make sure that you do submit your tax returns. It makes life easier for you in the sense that you avoid penalties, right? I usually say getting penalties is giving SARS a donation that they don't need, right? So make sure that you submit your things on time. Make sure that you've got the information that you need to submit on time. And also just equip yourself with information. What are the deductions that you can actually deduct based on what you have incurred? So that then at least you can reduce your taxes. You know, you don't have to just because you have to pay taxes, it doesn't mean that it has to be any amount. Make sure that the tax that you're being, that you are paying is the correct amount. And if it has to be less, then why not? As long as the information is correct.
All right. My queen, where do we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you directly? Because, hey, Nakongwe Ritloba, we don't want to be known. Rather, we keep it to ourselves. And then we talk to you in private. How do we do that?
They can contact us on info@npkconsultancy.co.za or via WhatsApp on 082-652-5207.
Say that again.
082-652-5207. And info@npkconsultancy.co.za.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through and talking to us on this very, very eye-opening, very, okay, yeah.
Very everything.
Yes. As we braise ourselves just around the corner. But you said something so profound. You said somebody said what?
That the fact that you're paying taxes, it's a privilege. Because if you are paying taxes, you're in a position that you are receiving money, income, and also that means it's higher than the threshold. So that is a privilege. And I guess also in a normal, perfect world, the purpose of tax is to, you know, provide for the hospitals, to build the country, and et cetera, et cetera. So the medicine that you see in government hospitals,
it's you.
It's you. right? The funds that, the grants that we're talking about.
It's you.
It's you. The fact that when somebody gets on a car accident, God forbid, and now they can't work anymore, and then there is, they can claim from that. That's coming from you have given. So yeah, it's a privilege.
Mm-hmm. All right, my family. That is our tech specialist, Patricia Komani. And if you'd like to be in contact with her, you can send an email to info@npkconsultancy.co.za. Am I saying it correctly?
Yes.
All right. info@npkconsultancy.co.za. Alternatively, get there on 082-652-5207. Thank you so much, my queen. May God bless you.
Thank you so much.
So we see you next month.
Yes.
Yeah, gonna go takes.
Yeah, literally. The right time.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
We are going to the 2 o'clock news bulletin with the sounds of Marvin Sapp, Deeper. And when we come back, we are praying for South Africa. We are still praying for South Africa, my family. Yes, we prayed for free and fair elections, but now we're still at a crucial moment where we still need God more than ever in South Africa. For the new president, for the new government, and all. So do join us with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.